This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hopefully this is on. Oh, there we go. All right. Whew. Boy, exciting morning. Hold on. I got to grab our music.
Is it?
So far, yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Here we go.
Happy to hear that.
Yeah. I walked into all kinds of crazy stuff in here. Mm. So hello, Vinny. Hello, Yuzi.
What's
hello,
up?
Human. Hello, Bryn.
I think Yuzi.
We're worried
hello,
about
Vaughn.
You.
What are you worried about me for?
Because you're scrambling in there. We're watching you.
I am. I'm scrambling because we have all these. Who cares?
What it's, happened?
We
have the updates.
All the updates, and one's coming up at the next break, and we don't have it, so I guess we'll do it live. No problem.
Do it live!
We'll do it live! Don't worry about it, everybody. I'll worry about it for you. Just give me your worries. I got it.
Awesome. You're a good mom, Sarah.
Thank you. I'll take your worries. You don't have to worry about that anymore. Just tell me what you're worried about. I had an amazing weekend. How about you guys?
Oh, what kind of amazing.
Yeah, like, let's hear it.
Got
yeah.
so much stuff done. Because as you know, I have another job when I leave here. So Friday.
Your backyard.
Yes, my backyard. For Friday, I went home, worked all day. Saturday.
In your yard.
Worked all day. Sunday, worked all day. Well, we had some homework. Do you remember that show, Trading Spaces?
Yeah, it's back on.
That's right. Well, I haven't watched it lately.
It's on all the time.
We make jokes all the time about how, like, you know, because they had a weekend. Like, I don't know, the designer showed up on Friday and they had until Sunday to do the reveal for the people. They would trade a room in each other's house and they would each ruin a room in each other's house. And so when the designer left for the night, they would give you your homework. And so when our contractor, Dick, of Dick and Chumley Construction Company, left on Thursday, and he said, look, because he's trying to timeline us out, you know. He's worried that we're not going to make it to July 4th. We're only a year past our original deadline, I'd like to point out.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, only a year. And
I'm
he
not
said,
hiring you.
Yeah, no. We are not an efficient crew, for sure. Well, there's really only two of us, Dick and Chumley, and then I do what I can. So he goes, I need all of this stained by and these four things painted by Monday so we can continue with it, because otherwise he's like, I'm not gonna stand around waiting for you to finish staining that stuff. So I think we put in 26 hours over the weekend. About 6 hours on Friday, 10 hours on Saturday, and 10 hours on Sunday. And you know what? Last night at 7 o'clock, as I was wiping down the last of the stain, because you got to wipe the oil off of it, I was like, whew, wow, that's it, we're done.
The yard's
awesome.
Done.
No, oh God, no. Just the part, the homework, our homework assignment, because they would always assign them homework.
Yeah.
We got our homework done.
So is Dick coming back today?
Yeah, Dick's coming back. Dick's coming back with some crucial pieces that need to, you know, are going to get installed. And ooh, hooey.
Well, certainly getting a workout, huh?
Yeah.
How's those circles going?
You know, they're actually not filling up. Like, I feel like I worked all day, and I get my Move ring closed, but not my... Even last night at, like, 7 p.m., I was like, I am nowhere near closing my exercise ring. Let's go for a walk. Like, I haven't had enough exercise that day. So we did a half-hour walk. I come back. I'm like, the damn thing's still not closed. Damn it. Who cares? Oh, my God. The light at the end of the tunnel, though.
Watch.
I like the watch. I like it.
Get out of here.
No, I do like it.
Tell me what to do.
Vinny was right. Like, I was never thought that there'd be anything for me on an Apple Watch. And yet, I was like, look at that. It's nice.
They're pretty good.
Yeah. It's really
surprisingly good.
Do you guys wear that when you shower?
No.
I take it off.
I wear it when I surf, though.
Yeah.
And that's, in a 2-hour surf, I can twist my ring around like, I don't know,
and no problem
times.
With the water.
Yeah, are you cleaning it out? Didn't they say something
There's
about the salt
There's a little thing
water?
That you got to spin
yeah,
at the
yeah,
end
yeah.
That And I have seen water shoot out the little hole on the side.
Oh, have you? Uh-huh. Oh, how funny. I have no compunction about, I shove my hands into my pond to pull out the filter.
That's the thing. If you can't use it without worrying about it, then it's useless.
Right. Especially for you, because half your exercise is in the water.
Right.
Water,
that's it. So if it didn't work out there, then I wouldn't be using it. Right.
Yeah.
And you know, whatever.
No, it's great. I keep telling John, I think, you know, he asked for a hatchet for Father's Day, so I'm going to get him that. His old hatchet's like the handle split, and so I, you know, found him a nice hatchet.
You guys live in Mill Valley.
Yeah, but John likes to split wood.
Oh.
You know. He's so funny because he's always checking on Spare the Air days, you know, because you're not supposed to burn anything. But he loves to have a fire out back, and now that we have a little place that we can do that, he's like always wanting to. We did s'mores over the weekend.
Boy, you guys got a whole thing going on, don't
you? We do. It's so funny. It's not funny, actually, because, you know, Riley always comes up with some reason why he can't help us. You know, they'll help us.
They don't. Your kids don't do manual labor.
They really don't. And the mic flag fell off.
Oh.
I'm falling apart over here. But it's so funny because he'll come out like, I don't know, I think it must have been Saturday morning. We're outside getting ready to start working.
So he's done for the
He's
year.
Done. He's and by the way, killed his finals. Had Woo-hoo. That kid, his first year.
Good for him.
Woo! I know, I'm super excited for him. Wow. So anyways, we're out there, we're getting ready, and you know, I got my grubbiest clothes on, and like rubber gloves and just, you know, a mask and oh, my God. Because painting, you know, painting and staining, they sound like they'd be fun. And they're not bad. It's the prep. It's the
You're crazy.
Sanding.
It's the whole damn thing.
If I could just walk in and paint, I'd be fine, though.
Yeah,
just masking. And,
so what, did he walk the other way when you asked him?
No. So he comes out, and it's so funny because, I don't know, we're getting ready. And, you know, we're out there, and we're loading up all our stuff. And he comes walking out, and he's like in his sweatpants, PJs. He's got a cup of coffee. He comes out. He's like, what are you guys doing today? I'm like, I'm not even, we're only 6 hours in at this point.
Like he's retired.
I know.
He does.
He's like the homeowner and we're the crew that he hired. Oh, my God. I just looked at him. I'm like, go make bagels. Why don't you take care of dinner for today?
Did he?
He did. He went to the supermarket and got the, he's, you know, if he can't. And listen, frankly, when it comes to, like, I can barely meet John's quality standards. And, like, he's always, and it's used to be annoying. Now I just accept it. That's just the way he is. Like, everything that I do has to be double checked by him. And so it's actually a point of pride if he goes, yeah, looks good. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm winning. Because usually he's like, oh, good, you know, I got to this or that. I've ruined something. And so I always feel good. But man, the kids, it's like Vinny, mowing the lawn specifically horribly just to make sure his dad won't ask him to do it again.
There's that. But there's also, you know, kids don't. And I readily admit to it. And you have to remember this as a grown up, as you have your own kid. I don't care. Like, I don't know about lawns. I don't have pride in the lawn.
It's not your lawn.
Care about the lawn. I didn't put the lawn in.
You're not paying for the water that's watering
right.
the lawn.
I don't think, you know, so I'm a kid who's trying to go surfing.
Right.
So I'm trying to get this done, man. Yeah. And the fact that there's a little mohawk of grass that I didn't get.
I don't care.
Get over it.
I got 90% of it.
Yeah. What is your deal, man? But, you know, now as a grown up, you go, that's pretty punk move to not get that the guy just wants you to get all the grass.
Yeah. Cut it all. Every piece.
I get it now. I didn't get it then.
Yeah.
That's a true story.
No. And it's, you know, that's just the way it is. The kid didn't work hard and buy a house and raise a family. They're just the punk you're raising.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know? So anyway, they're off the hook because they would never pass John's quality control muster. Much like Vince Sr.'s quality control muster. She's go away. I'm just going to do it myself.
And he had similar needs. Very meticulous,
yes.
Very thorough, very much.
Yeah.
And as a grown-up now, I don't want to do the stuff he did.
Nobody does.
I want no part of yard work. Like, he'd be, Saturday, time to get out into my yard, and then I'm going to work on the... okay, that's life.
Man's home's his castle.
Yeah, and that, not me.
Do you hire a gardener? Someone to come and cut your lawn and trim your bushes out back?
The whole front is already done by the Homeowners Association.
Is that so?
That is so. So there's an HOA
I'm
there.
I'm surprised.
Why?
I just, because it's a single family home. I think of that as being kind of a condo thing.
I usually do too.
So there's a landscape crew that comes by and does the front and the sides
That's
and et cetera. That's great. So then what happens? Out back just becomes a wildland?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
hey, mister them?
We had someone, we had someone come out and do one thorough job, like incomplete. I don't know. The missus is dealing with that. That was one of the things she wanted was a yard.
Right.
So she's dealing with it.
Right. It doesn't, it's not much to have
I'm not
going to
be out there,
quickly,
though, mowing the lawn. No. That's not happening.
Well, it's going to get done one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Or not, or it won't get done. It'll be a nice little, you know.
Dusty will be out there on a Saturday morning doing the lawn.
Right.
Well, and she might, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
But
you got a lawnmower?
Like last weekend, not this one that just passed, the one before, I cleaned every bathroom in that house. Now, maybe that's
How
a weird role reversal that I'm doing the bathroom and not the yard, but there's, I don't know.
Four?
A bunch.
You don't know.
You don't know. Give me a break, dude.
He's
really
got six bedrooms. Got to be at least four and a half bathrooms.
There's five bathrooms.
One and a half bath?
Yeah.
You have five bathrooms in your house?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of bathrooms.
And how many bedrooms?
Six.
Oh, for God's sake.
He's got six bedrooms. Six technical bedrooms.
How many square feet is the house?
Who knows that?
It's 3,400 square feet.
That's incredible.
How do you know?
Because I looked at the listing when you were buying it.
Yeah, you did?
I looked it up.
And with, do you know how much the square feet is with all the land around it, with the backyard and the front yard?
I don't remember if I saw the lot size. It was a decent sized backyard, though.
It's big.
Yeah, 10,000 square feet?
I don't know, man. I really didn't look at it.
Are you going to add like a second floor, any kind of additional?
No.
He's got a second floor.
The answer is no.
Yeah, he didn't. Again, with him not liking chores. Oh, you got to get a swing.
No, we have swings at the park. In fact, I did that this weekend. There's I rode. The little girl can now ride a bike, a two-wheeler, like full on.
Yay.
Let's go for a ride. It's so awesome. We rode to the park. I pushed her on the swings for a long time. And she's just sitting there lying. I can see, what did she say? I can see Sky Park, which is like 15 miles away. There's no way she can see it. I can see.
How cute.
I'm like, oh my God, really?
That's
I'm
imagination.
So high up here.
That's cute. That cute.
I was pushing the hell out of that swing. She was getting so high, you get that, like, that right, jump back.
The chain gets a loop in it. And it. Oh, that's funny.
She still can fit in the one where they're in it.
Oh,
you know,
right,
like her legs
are
get
through,
in. So
right.
I was able to just really zing that puppy. Yeah. It was great.
Because worst case scenario, she just does a full loop-de-loop.
Maybe. Maybe.
Yeah, that's...
I know. Yuzi got a little garden thing going this weekend.
Well, what I was going to say is Yuzi and the goat yoga was the thing that caught my eye. I'm all, what the hell? There's a goat on Yuzi's back.
Yeah,
oh,
so
I didn't
fun.
See that. Tell
it
me.
Was in Half Moon Bay at the Limos Farm.
You've been trying to get in there forever.
Yeah, well, me and Hooman wanted to do it together, but then they
Hooman
were sold out.
Hooman bagged out?
No.
Well, it was on a Sunday. He goes to church on Sundays. And this was the one I could get into.
Yeah.
So it was Sunday. And then, so it's the Limos Farm. If you go up 92, you know where the Santa's Village is? And they all that stuff. That's where it is. So they have goats there already, and I'm so like...
So is it out? So it's outdoors?
It's actually... Well, it's outdoors, but they have this...
It's like it was in a barn.
Yeah. I say cave, but it's really... I don't know.
It's like a covered pavilion style.
With hay everywhere, bales of hay, and...
I feel like this is more like training for the goats than yoga. You guys are just standing...
And they just wander...
I was like, forget yoga, man. Give me those goats.
They just wander amongst you?
Yeah.
Here, I'll bring in the video so you can see.
Yeah,
and by the
his...
way, Yuzette's in a full flannel. Like, she doesn't have the hot yoga outfit on.
Wait, well, I had an undershirt and yoga pants.
What's wrong with that?
It was kind of cold, so I had my flannel
shirt. You put
shirt
your flannel on.
On.
Oh, my God, hilarious. Well, you know, you got to be comfortable.
You did have a goat walking on you.
Yeah, and...
Oh, Yuzi. So did someone put it on you?
No,
or?
It just jumps up on you.
It jumps from person to person.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What does that thing weigh, like 30 pounds, 40?
Yeah, something like that. But it's a good thing, actually, that I had the flannel on because the gal next to me was all scratched up.
Yeah, I'm looking at her bare shoulders and the little hooves on her.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it seems like it would hurt.
Super cute. I mean,
so you guys, so fun. So basically, it's people on all fours waiting for goats
to
jump
on
them.
Because right.
There's all people so walking around just trying to get photos of it.
Yeah.
Seems like more of a photo op than anything else.
Yeah. And like I said, forget the yoga. I don't care about the yoga, please. I've spent most of my time, the babies kept coming up to me. And so it was like so cute. Because,
was that the size of the babies or are they smaller than that?
I'm not sure what picture Hooman has. One of the babies
had
a little sweater on it. Sort of a Christmas sweater on it.
That is small.
Yeah,
all right,
it was
let me bring
than Ella.
And
it fell asleep on
a
me.
A tiny baby
And so
goat?
I was like, forget yoga. So I just stayed there rocking it.
Oh.
And it was adorable.
That's really
cute. Do all the little goats have names? And
yeah, they do have names.
Oh, it's tiny. Oh, it's so cute.
It's adorable.
They're
so that
cute.
It was just really fun. So they're doing that now, and I'm glad for them that they're making money off of this trendy thing that's going on.
And it's really hard to get into that class, apparently.
It is, yeah. I bought my ticket a few weeks back. Maybe about 3 weeks
You
got to
buy
ago.
A ticket for a yoga class.
$35.
Wow. Yeah. And how many people did they let in?
Maybe 20 people.
Oh.
Or so there.
They need a bigger pavilion. They could make a lot more money.
It was just.
Do you guys actually do any yoga, or you guys just stand like tabletops the whole time?
The girlfriends I was with did yoga.
Oh, okay, what'd you do?
She held the goat.
I held
the goat baby.
Yeah,
she was just there for the petting zoo portion of the program.
The yoga.
That's funny.
Hooman, you're gonna have to do it.
Yeah, so I called the owner the very first week, and I was like, "Bro, let us in.
Come on,
like you know, make room
for
two more." He's like, "Well, it's my first time. I don't know how it's gonna go."
And now
went splendidly.
I'm like, I'm giving you my number. Come on, hook it up.
How many goats are walking around? There's 20 people in the class.
At least 10.
Oh.
Of all different sizes.
And are they penned in or can they just like walk off board?
They can walk all around.
Okay. Inside the yoga studio.
Yeah,
right.
The yoga
but they're
place.
Trapped in the yoga studio.
Yeah.
Does anyone get pooped on?
No, there was poop. Yeah, there was little pellets. There was one of the goats in front of me that was going poop.
Oh, right in front of you. Did you move your mat?
Nope.
I'd be like, I can't be looking at the goat poop while
this
I'm
this is what
doing
I paid $35 for.
I just watched it.
What about the peeing?
No peeing.
No, that's good.
No. Mm. Not on me, at least.
The barn's got to smell like that, though,
it
right?
It didn't, actually.
Well, hay has a nice smell, so hopefully that's... Yeah, like alfalfa hay. It just has like a really... I don't know. I love the smell of hay.
I wasn't grossed out at all by anything, and hay was all over me. You just go with it.
They need to put little sockies on the goat hooves so that they don't scratch people up.
They might not have grip if they do that, though.
Oh.
You know, they got to
grip
onto you.
Yeah, I suppose, right.
It's no big deal.
Yeah, except unless your shoulders get all scratched up. Luckily, you had a
flannel. Then it just looks like I had mad wild sex.
Oh. Somebody was scratching your back.
So let me ask you this before we go to music. And did you get up at 4 a.m. for the royal wedding?
No.
Oh.
I didn't watch. I worked.
Izzy, you did?
She's up at 4 a.m.
No, it was sort of by accident. I was up.
Did
and
you
I
watch
turned
the whole
it on
thing?
And it was on. Yeah, pretty much till it was over. Just because.
My mom watched it too. She could
What'd
not.
She say?
Well, we went for a walk, and for two miles, I heard every.
Good. I should have gone for a walk with your mom so I could have heard. That
Dude,
got
I didn't see 1 millisecond of any of that.
I didn't either. I looked at the pictures and I saw the celebrity guests and stuff, but I was very busy this weekend. I did not have time for a royal wedding.
My mom loved the black preacher who gave the sermon and said,
they
man,
say it was very multicultural.
The royal family looked uncomfortable.
Well, you know, good for them. Maybe this will make them a little more comfortable. bringing the British royalty into the modern
regular
day.
Folk.
All right, KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Monday. Boy, I was a mess when we first got in here. This feels good now. I think we've got it under control. Back with the trash right after this song on Alice.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.